Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. When children love learning, they can tackle any challenge life throws at them. Sylvan's Insight Assessment can help you determine if your child is ready for what's ahead. It can also identify gaps in learning and point out areas that could be of concern for your child so they can tackle what's to come. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Arrowhead Pride from the Podium podcast, where you get to hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm the editor-in-chief of arrowheadpride.com, Pete Sweeney. It was the second day of full team practice here on the campus of Missouri Western State University on Thursday. And after practice was over, we had an opportunity to hear from defensive lineman Chris Jones. Remember, he's playing both the tackle and the edge positions. Running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire, wide receiver Byron Pringle, and finally, cornerback Legarius Sneed. So we'll go in that order on this podcast. We'll take a quick break in the middle. Let's start with defensive tackle Chris Jones.
Test mic 1, 2.
Hey, Chris, there was a recent ranking of the best rushers in the league by gap, and you were labeled as the best 3-tech in the league. How do you feel like you rank there, and what are your favorite gaps to go through?
Well, I don't really pay attention to none of that stuff. I feel like those guys, they're never really accurate. You know what I mean? So I appreciate the compliments, but my favorite gap is any gap. Any gap I can get to the quarterback in, I'm excited about it.
What do those guys miss the most when they try to rank your position?
Honestly, I don't know, man. I don't know. You know.
Or what do they don't understand?
That's a lot going into rushing a passer, you know, hand placement, eye coordination, skill, a little luck, and a little play calling, you know what I mean? So when all of that comes together, all of it works together for you, then you're able to reach the benefit on it. And, you know, sometimes it don't work, sometimes it do, but, you know, you pray about it, you work on it, and you utilize your skill set on Sunday.
Chris, you were lined up today against Pat. I think you're left end. Ended up with it looked like a tyrant and touched the ball, but it looked like you probably got a sack. Would have gotten the sack on that play. Do you know which one I'm talking about, and how did that feel to get around the edge and then get close to Pat there? Listen, I feel good rushing off the edge, okay? Listen, hey, I know it's your six, I'm a little old, I'm a veteran in the room, but I feel
so good rushing off the edge. And having an acquisition of Jaren Reed along this line of scrimmage has freed me up tremendously, and I'm just so appreciative of his dominance in the inside. Him and Frank Clark, they're like tit for tat. They work well off each other. And Turkshawn Wharton, he's able to get around. The guy can move, and Derek Nnadi has been phenomenal so far in camp. So my biggest thing is continue to get 1% better throughout this camp. And when we do that, by the time the season reach, we just keep on elevating, baby. Keep on elevating. And we're going to be where we want to be by the end of the year.
Chris, we talked to you about just the transition on the field, switching positions. But what about, like, this last month, for example, after minicamp, you got your first taste of it. I mean, are you watching different film than you would watch the previous years? Like, what kind of preparation is different?
Well, just more so adding to my my film session. Instead of watching mainly 3-techs, I'm kind of mixing and matching, watching a few 3-techs, a few DNs, Cam Jordan. You know, guys that is, set the stage for defensive end in this league. Miles Garrett, Joey Bosa. You know, those type of guys who have made a name for themselves at the position of defensive end.
What about your workouts? Can you do anything different,
Chris,
in your workouts to kind of prepare for this?
Well, I did yoga 3 times a week and Pilates. And, you know, I don't know if that's anything. Oh, it was fun, man. I was one moment I thought I was going to have my head above my my neck. So, you know what I mean? So it's been fun. It's different. I can do some positions now I never thought I could do, but it's fun.
Is that new this offseason?
Yeah, I usually do Pilates during the offseason, but I started a little early this year for my flexibility. You know, bending the edge is a little different from taking a turn on a 3-tech. So I wanted to be a little more flexible, a little more lenient on bending the edge. And I was able to work on my flexibility a lot.
Leaner and lighter than what you played compared to inside?
Yeah, I'm like 15, 20 pounds lighter. I I came up here on the first day. Quick story. I came up here on the first day. I grabbed a Popeye's chicken sandwich, 3 chicken strips, a biscuit, fry, and a 12-count nugget. And I still weigh like 292. And I was and I was telling B, he was like, "You're in perfect weight." I was like, "No, I'm not. I just ate like 3 sandwiches from Popeye's, some chicken strips." And so I felt like my weight is, I'm good. I'm still trying to move up in the 295 range.
Do you feel like a DN yet? I mean, is it practice right now? But you're not really going to feel like it in a game? Or when does that transition happen?
Well, I just more so focus on feeling the best weight to where I can play inside and out. Because, you know, merely, I'm not a real DN. You know, Spaz is going to move me around. Most likely, I'm going to be playing both spots, depend on game plan and who are we playing and what's the best matchup. So I just try to stay, put myself at a weight where I can play 3 take the whole game or play DN the whole game.
Chris, you've never been shy about sack goals. How has now you becoming this hybrid player maybe impacted that one way or another?
We're trying to break the record, baby. We're trying to break the record. No ifs, ands, or buts about it, man. The record. We're trying to have the best D-line in the league, first and foremost. We're trying to be dominant throughout this whole season, and we're trying to challenge each other to get better day in and day out. If we do that, this D-line will be where we want to be.
You know, this will be the first days of pads at this new transition for you. Just what are you wanting to get out of it, knowing that you haven't been in pads since February?
Oh, we're taking our time with it, you know. We're going to let it come when it comes. No need to rush it. But it's going to be exciting. It's going to be I think the guys are building up to it. Extremely hot. Hopefully it don't be this hot when we put the pads on. But I think we're definitely going to get after it. I see a lot of physicality going on right now. People are excited. People forget we can't really do too much with the shell zone. But I think we're going to definitely get out there and challenge each other along the line of scrimmage.
You're playing more DN and playing more in that position. Was that the intention from the offseason, you know, ended last year all along, or did Reed come in here really boost that up?
I think Jaren Reed kind of came in here and gave the coaches the flexibility to move me around. You know, by him being who he is and having such a big presence along the line of scrimmage at his position, 3 tech, which we play the same position, then it kind of freed me up to go and move to the outside and let him dominate the line of scrimmage from the inside.
Okay. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, guys.
What are you seeing from the new offensive line, and just how different or comparable is it to last year?
You know, just starting off with this year, vet mini camp. I mean, everything was going, you know, going great. But we didn't really run the ball at vet mini camp just because, you know. But as far as anything, everything in from pass pro to just helping in the protection and being in the O-line room, and everything is cordial. And as far as, you know, the schemes and everything that we're implementing and putting in, I mean, y'all been practicing, y'all seeing everything. It's looking pretty good.
Hey, two questions. First, and Andy talked to you yesterday about the fact that he wants to, you guys to get better in the run game and working on that. What to you is the key to running a football effectively the right way?
Could you be a little louder? I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's the key to running the ball effectively in the red zone?
In the red zone?
Yeah.
Man, I would mainly say point of attack for the offensive lineman. You know, just pretty much getting hands in the dirt, and then, you know, as far as a running back, kind of read my keys and understanding, you know, aiming point, track, and alignment for me. You know, that's beneficial in any aspect. But as far as the red zone for a running back, being pinpoint is it's the best thing that you could do, because, you know, it's small margin of error, you know, in the red zone. Everything speeds up and everything's a little quicker.
But
when
you've heard before, you know, man blocking schemes, and you've heard some gap schemes, which to do is easy? I mean, is it easier for you to run in a zone block scheme, or do you prefer to run a gap?
I mean, honestly, I mean, we do it all, but it's always, you know, it's based off on the defense that we're playing. You know, and everybody, you know, from a 4-3, 3-4, it just depends. Man, honestly, man, I can, you know, I'm a running back. I like running in anything, you know, that we can make happen, or any scheme, you know, that's working at the time. And a lot of it is also based off the passing game. From any, you know, run pass action, all this kind of, it works off each other, and that's what this offense is built off of. The times that we do run the ball effectively, everybody's worried about the pass. And, you know, having Pat Mahomes on, you know, on the side, and then Tyreek and McColl and Trav, you know, it only benefits me when it's time to run the ball.
Well, what about screen passing from your perspective as a running back? What's the key to making a good screen pass work?
The key to it is kind of, how you put it, hiding it, I would say. I was really trying to find a word, but just being discreet. And you know, for me, it's not the hardest to be discreet behind guys who, you know, 6'5 and 6'6. So you know, just implementing the screen game more. I mean, I know you guys seen it today. We ran a couple screens and they were popping. So as far as that, it's been going good and looking great.
Well, you seem pretty comfortable coming into your rookie year last year, but is there a different level of that coming into the second year now?
Oh yeah, most definitely. Especially, you know, having the same offense, as far as the same scheme. And, you know, I got chewed out last year for everybody for me saying, you know, Coach Reed's playbook wasn't the hardest, but I mean, I had three different offenses in 3 years at LSU, and I mean, that's just what I do, man. I'm a football player, and this is my job. You know, just like it's a doctor's job to do their job. You know, everybody critique me for doing my job, so I'm gonna come out here, learn my stuff, and do what I do.
And I wanted to ask you, I see that you're wearing that green wristband. Is that an indication that you have been vaccinated?
No, it's an indication that I have been vaccinated. Okay. Yes, sir.
Well, you had a significant injury against the Saints last year, and I know you rehabbed and got back to some extent to the playoffs. If you could update us on your health, how are you feeling stemming back to that compared to, you know, rehabbing and getting back initially to play?
I'm 100%. In the Super Bowl, I probably was about 85%, 90, close to 90%. But I mean, just being able to rest was kind of the big thing. I mean, even after last year, I mean, I had a 15 game. Before that, had a 15 game, you know, championship season with LSU, and I want to say probably 3 days after that, I was already training, and then we hopped right into this season. Hopped into the season last year, so it was kind of like a rolling 2 years for me of nothing but football. So just having the time to kind of let my body recover, and then be specific on my training and the off season and rehab was, I mean, kind of got me where I am right now.
Is it difficult for you to stay off your feet when I know you probably are driving and you're trying to train to get ready for the season? It's difficult for you to rest as in not do anything and make sure you get your body right.
Right after the season, it wasn't too hard, just because I knew I was hurt. You know, that was the thing. You know, just kind of making sure everything was aligned right, and probably wasn't doing anything, you know, extra, you know, straining, but you know, just being able to recover, get some guys to come work on ankles, hips, and you know, that was the best thing that benefited me in the offseason.
Clyde, more guys.
When you got hurt in December, it seemed like the offense was getting more accustomed to throwing you the ball, sort of stretching you as a receiver. Just how much of this camp will be about that, and what do you feel like you can do that maybe you guys just couldn't get to because of the offseason and not having the training camp and obviously your injury?
You know, just at the end of last year, just kind of being, it's really just being trust, you know, being trusted. And, you know, I was just a rookie last year, and just week in and week out, you know, they see it at practice. But, you know, when it's game time, you know, everybody kind of gets into their own rhythm. And then, you know, once Pat kind of, you know, he got comfortable, and everything was kind of sped up at the beginning of the season. So during the season, it was the time kind of to get comfortable. And then it was mask and kind of staying away from each other. So trying to even bond, you know, outside, you know, it really wasn't happening. The only time that we were able to be around each other was on the field. So, you know, it started to show towards the end of the season, but this offseason was big for me. I was, like I said, in interviews before, I was, you know, working on hands, working on routes, because I knew that was something that's going to be kind of pinpointed this training camp.
What's your thought of people trying to go through workouts, high school kids, junior high kids, under a 10-degree heat factor today? How do you get through these?
Man, hydrating. And I mean, you know, it's going to be, it's kind of cliche to say, but I mean, my mom's a nurse, and that was like the thing that she preached, and my dad, I mean, the same thing. Before every track meet, I mean, water, man. I mean, what your body is, what, 80%, 85% water? I mean, it wouldn't be smart not to have it in you. So that's what I would say.
Kirby, last one.
Hey, Clyde, you've had a couple of months now to work with a new teammate in Jerick McKinnon. What kind of dynamic does McKinnon as a veteran, and, you know, given some of his production over the years in the NFL, bring to the running backs room, in your opinion?
You know, just having a vet guy in the room, you know, it helps from a learning the playbook standpoint, and then also on the field, man, just the things that he's seen before. You know, he obviously played, you know, played in more games, professional games than me, so he may have seen, you know, a game or two as far as, you know, twists from the D-line. You know, just anything that pinpoints things for the running back, and you know he can bring it back to the sideline. You know, kind of let us know if it's something I have a question about. It's not, you know, it's not hard for me to just okay, just ask Jet. You know, that's kind of, you know, that's my or ask Darryl. You know, he's been in the league going on 4 years now, so you know that's it's all a benefit, and everybody has seen, you know, something in different aspects or played different defensive coordinators, so they kind of, you know, they kind of know.
Okay, thanks guys, thanks a lot.
All right, appreciate it.
Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. As a parent, you want your child to have every opportunity. But giving them the tools they need to tackle every challenge, that takes a team. Now more than ever, educational support tailored exactly to what your child needs can make all the difference. That's why parents have trusted Sylvan Learning for 45 years as the ultimate teammate in their child's educational journey, instilling in them a love for learning and a passion for reaching the next level. And Sylvan's Insight Assessment can identify gaps in learning and areas that could be of concern for your child. It's a 360-degree view into your child's learning that you can't find anywhere else, and helps ensure that your child didn't miss something in school that might put them at a disadvantage in the future. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay. The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You just heard from Chris Jones and Clyde Edwards-Alaire, and now we continue on with Byron Pringle, followed by Lejarius Sneed. Here's Byron.
Come on, Byron. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Hey, I'm well, thanks. I'm going to ask a K-State-related question. Obviously, a lot of turmoil right now in the Big 12 and stuff that's going on with the SEC. What are your thoughts as a K-State Wildcat to see what's going on in the Big 12?
I think K-State can play with anybody, because we work hard over there. We got that mentality. We win 1-0. We come to practice prepared, and not just on the field, off the field. Like, we get to class on time, and we go to study hall and do all our work and try to make that Big 12 honor roll, the whole team. So I think that would translate a lot going to any conference they go to.
Have you talked to anyone back there? Are they worried that the Big 12 may fall apart?
No, sir. I haven't talked to anybody lately. I talked to Brett, one of the recruiters, but it wasn't about them transitioning out of the Big 12. So,
you guys have wide receiver rooms changed a lot in the National Football League, obviously, but Sammy's not there now. What's the wide receiver room like? What do you like about your group?
It's still the same. Everybody bring the high energy. Everybody help each other, from the older guys to the younger guys. So nothing haven't really changed. It's just that mentality, being out here to come to work, prepare, and execute at a high level.
Byron, it's been 2 years since you guys were here. Where do you feel like you are most improved from the last camp to now?
Me personally? Knowing the offense better. Like, I know all the calls and signals, and know the situation of the ball, and just executing.
How important is this offseason? How important is this training camp for you? I mean, obviously, you're signed to a one-year restricted free agent tender, but what do you need to show to prove to the Chiefs you need to belong here for a 2-3-4-year commitment?
That I can play ball. I'm a hard worker. I may not talk a lot. I'm just going to smile and work every play. Even if it's on special teams, I'm going to work. So they know they got somebody they can count on and off the field.
You talk about your alma mater, K-State, being maybe underappreciated and respected. Do you feel the same way? Do you feel like the spotlight goes to some of the rookies and people forget about you and you keep making plays?
Can you repeat that again, sir?
Do you you feel like you're maybe a little bit overlooked by the media and fans? I mean, every year you make big plays for this football team when you're healthy, and yet the spotlight seems to always go to the rookies.
You know, I don't really care about the spotlight as long as we come out with that W at the end of the game. So that's what I come here to do, play football, not to be in the spotlight, but to be a great teammate in the locker room and on the field.
Byron, you post a lot of your off-season workouts on your social media, and they vary. And what is the overall goal that you're looking to do when it comes to your off-season progression?
Being in shape, especially for our team, being in shape, keeping I used to be kind of a little heavy, and this offseason I wanted to slim up a little bit and cut back some of my bad eating and get more fit.
How much weight did you lose?
7 pounds.
7 pounds,
right? Yes, sir.
And then my other question was, when it comes to kickoff return, how eager are you to continue in those efforts?
Oh, I'm eager because coming out, I wanted to do it. But eventually I got injured, and it set me back. And then my second year, I didn't have a shot. And then last year, Coach Toll threw me back there, my first game against Denver. And I think I can contribute a lot in a special team role as a returner.
Byron, were you able to go back to Tampa? Are you able to go back at all after the Super Bowl? What are you hearing from everybody back there?
Yeah, I went back. I don't stay in Tampa. I stay north of Tampa. I'm from Tampa, but I live outside of Tampa. When I come through, they always bragging about the Bucks and stuff like that. But it was a good team. They got us, but we working.
What sort of things did you?
Have you asked about maybe doing punt returning as well? Maybe doing both this year?
I didn't ask, but if they put me back there, I'm ready. I'm ready. If we can win, I'm down for it. They feel like they put me in that position for us to come out with a dub at the end of the day. I'm down for it.
What's your choice to lose some weight? Was that, what sort of things do you have to cut out? What do you miss? Did you have someone working with you on that, or did you just kind of do it yourself?
Well, my girlfriend had to make my meals. So I cut out the dark meat. I cut out, like, I love these things called a pizookie at BJ's restaurant. I love those when I'm back home, and I used to get one like every night on my way home. But other than that, it's just the sweets, the cookies. That's about it. I don't really drink pop like that, so that wasn't no big thing.
Byron, can you talk about practicing in this weather? I mean, it seems crazy. It's like this every summer, but how tough is it?
For me, it's not tough, but because I've been working out in my garage down in Florida, and it get pretty hot in there. And so I'm kind of used to it. I'm not going to say I'm used to it, not for this long period of time, but I'm kind of used to it. And plus, I'm from Florida, so the heat feel good to me. I love the heat.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Byron.
All right, now.
Yeah, have a great day.
So, how you doing, boss?
We've seen you rotate between outside and inside. How to describe maybe the comfort level you have playing both positions, but also kind of simultaneously throughout?
Man, I'm still getting comfortable at it, you know. It's a hard, tough position, you know. I just obviously have to make sure I'm conditioned. That's the main part.
Lucharis, you've now had an opportunity to see Mike Hughes out there on the field a couple of times, even going back to O'Keefe. What stands out to you about what he brings to this team?
Man, his quickness. You know, he's a very great player, you know. He was a first rounder as well, you know. You can tell why he's out there. You know, I think he's going to help us out a lot this season.
How much pride do you take in Spags giving you the ability to be both inside and nickel and both outside?
I take a lot of pride in it, you know. I got to get myself ready mentally, you know. He tells me that he believes in me, and I got to take advantage of it.
But Darius, how much did playing safety that last year in college maybe assist with playing multiple roles right now?
It helped out a lot, you know, mentally. You know, helped my game out a lot, to see it from the back end, in that corner, see it from that end, so he helped me out a lot.
We saw Spags with you one-on-one today. What are some of the instructions that he shared with you as practice is going along as you're watching the defense from the back?
He told me slow down and just read my keys.
What did you learn most from the Super Bowl experience?
Oh, man. You know, it was a lot that I learned, you know, mentally. He helped me out mentally a lot, I could say. That playing against, making it there, you know, just playing in the Super Bowl was a blessing.
Byron,
you know, it just motivated me to get back there.
You said it helped you mentally. How did it help you mentally?
Because of the things that I seen, you know, throwing there, and what I can do and what I cannot do.
How much more beneficial has this offseason and training camp been for you compared to last year when you're coming as a rookie and doing everything virtual and you don't get to be around the guys and the coaches?
It helped me out a lot. You know, last year we didn't have the mini camp and stuff, and I could say it helped me out grow a lot as of where I'm at now. You know, I'm still growing and I'm still learning. That's to this day, though.
Last year during the pre-draft process, obviously you had to spend so much time working out for your pre-draft stuff. Drills that were specifically designed for football. How does this offseason help you prepare, knowing that you were able to focus more on the football stuff?
You know, it helped me out a lot, I could say, mentally. Mentally, as in last year, I couldn't be on the field and go through plays. You know, I had to look through an iPad or do that. But now I'm actually walking through it and going through it and actually putting myself through it. And that's how I learn fast.
Andreas, I'm sure when you go into a rookie year, you're confident, but you're also probably wondering a little bit how it's going to turn out. When you had the kind of year you had, did you return a different player mindset-wise?
No, I try not to focus on last year. You know, that's in the past. You know, I did what I did. It was a blessing what I did, but you know, it's a whole new year, and I want more in myself, and I'm motivated to get more. Yeah.
Are you expecting more of a challenge in this year now that other teams are aware of you?
Yes, sir. No doubt. You know, it's a challenge, and I'm ready for it.
Is there anything you have to do differently, like Darius, in terms of your body and how you just wanted to enter this season, given that it's another game, 17, and you had to deal with the injury in the middle of the year?
Oh yeah, stay hydrated. You know, I'm playing two positions, so. I'm not coming off the field, you know. I have to be in the top shape that I can be in.
How much fun is it being in the NFL? Last year you wanted to earn a spot. You get to go to the Super Bowl. What's it mean to you to be in?
Oh, I'm still trying to earn a spot, you know. My spot is, it's not guaranteed, you know. I'm still trying to earn that spot.
Anything else? All right, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.